I'm Anthony Wright, and I'm your host today on Attunement, and my guest is Brad Warner.
I was kind of half-assed about it when I first started, in that I didn't keep up with it every day or whatever, and I'd get frustrated with it and just stop. So whenever I'd stop, everything would just feel wrong, you know, and I'd have to go back to doing this stupid practice, which wasn't producing anything like I thought enlightenment was supposed to be, but I had to go back and do it anyway, or else I'd feel like, you know, terrible. And that was the practical use of it. And I looked at other, you know, I don't want to badmouth other meditation practices, but I looked into some of the other stuff, and it all seemed to be very idealistic or based on something, some kind of goal or something that I could never quite understand. And what was great about Zazen is there wasn't any goal. You're just sitting there. You know, you don't make anything of it.
Brad Warner was ordained in the Soto School of Zen Buddhism. Brad began studying Zen in the early 1980s in Ohio under Tim McCarthy, whose teacher was Kobun Chino, who was brought to America by Shunryu Suzuki, author of Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. He was the bassist for Zero Defects, a hardcore punk band. He fulfilled a lifelong dream and got a job in Tokyo, Japan, with the company founded by the special effects man behind the Godzilla films. Welcome, Brad.
Thank you.
If you would like to hear this interview in full, please go to www.attunement.biz, where it is available for purchase as an immediate download or as a CD. Again, that's www.attunement.biz, attunement.biz. Thanks for listening.